Hey guys,
Yeah.
let's do an intro, okay?
Oh
Shit!
fuck. What the fuck is going on over there? What is all that's happening?
I don't know.
What is that?
Luke, are you riding a horse very slowly?
This is all this fucked sucks. Up, man.
I think one of the more useless superpowers there would be extreme cleanliness.
Okay.
That'd
sure.
be pretty useful.
We agree.
Maybe not in fighting crime, but it'd be fucking useful.
Really?
Well, it would save a lot of time.
Yeah.
How do you feel that would be useful?
Well, you get him to come over here. This place is filthy.
Oh, okay. So he's just...
Oh,
some...
I was...
But I mean, is
I was
he
thinking
really
personal cleanliness.
Oh, so he wouldn't clean up my house or anything. I assume it's
I didn't think so.
You didn't think so. You don't really know the guy very well, but I don't think that he would go over and clean your place.
No, it's not that they can clean quickly. It's that they are just extremely
clean.
Clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fighting evil dust bunnies and that sort of shit.
I think that that would be, I think that that would be more of a paralyzing type superpower than it would be useful, for sure, yeah.
Perhaps it's more of a niche superpower, where there are, you could envision supervillains that could easily be defeated by a super clean hero.
How would they
but
possibly
not,
be
not,
defeated?
Not, just, there's a, that's a very small set of supervillains you could defeat.
And how
also
would you defeat someone with
envision.
Extreme cleanliness?
Well,
cleanliness.
Like Luke said, if the supervillain was Evil Dust Bunny, for example.
Or just some gorilla who threw shit at him.
Or a girl that threw shit.
Well, I think that the...
Gorilla!
We can't get away from feces, can we?
I think that a villain that would hurl
How does
shit
that become a
guy.
Girl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't you say girl?
He said gorilla.
Oh, a gorilla.
I think that that actually seems like that would... That the girl and or gorilla... flinging shit at this guy would actually defeat the superhero quite easily.
Totally.
No, because they'd be clean.
No, but he would be continually consumed with cleaning the shit off himself.
No, he can't get dirty is the point.
Oh, he's not capable of becoming dirty. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, then the gorilla would just beat the shit out of him after he's finished pulling poo at him. I don't see how the cleanliness helps.
Gorilla's
him
fucking
that.
Unbeatable.
But what
well,
about
mean,
a girl?
If you have a yeah, okay, the girl maybe you could take.
What do you suppose are the origins of candy canes? Where did that come from?
Good question. No idea. Next topic,
Luke. maybe Luke has an idea.
Maybe really small people who are kind of crippled.
Wow. So they would use canes made out of candy instead of normal canes.
Well, maybe that was all that was around. They were near a Christmas tree. I realize that makes no sense. At all.
Yeah. So there were candy canes beforehand. And then the little people thought, hey, I could use this as a cane to help me walk.
Yeah, maybe they made them popular somehow.
And it's delicious.
And it's delicious. I could lick it, but then I wouldn't have a cane around it. Luckily, it's Christmas, and I can just pull another one off the tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, candy canes. That's an odd one, isn't it? I don't know.
I
have no idea.
Yes,
how
it is. It's odd.
Do you think that that it was just based on some kind of stick candy, and then they made them into a little hook shape so they could hook them on stuff, like Christmas
well,
trees?
Oh. Because like, candy sticks have been around forever.
Yeah.
Well, not ever, but
for a long
significant
time.
Period of time, yeah.
That'd be pretty impressive if they were always around.
Yeah.
They would
Since
be,
the Big
they would
Bang.
Be very much like God, I guess.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the candy canes existing so that little people could find them and use them as canes, just out of convenience.
Little people.
Little people. So, well, yeah, I wonder, because I think that probably the stick candy did predate the candy canes. So maybe they were made into a cane shape to hook them on stuff. Okay, grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk. Our open discussion of tails last week led us to create a super gay segment called Nature Walk. Like, I'd like fucking cockroaches to be out of this world.
No way, man.
Well, I'm not asking for you to agree. That's my choice. I want those fuckers out of here now.
Not the hissing ones.
The hissing ones are all right. They're slow and kind of like they have a certain amount of hissing charm or something.
But if we had no cockroaches, then we'd never know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know. We'd never know what? Anything?
No, fuck them. We don't need them. You're right.
Exactly. Fuck the cockroaches.
Yep. Get rid of cockroaches.
Cool. No, they're pretty cool.
Okay, tell us what's cool about them. How they run around the bathrooms and shit like that.
They look cool and they freak people out. I think that's totally redemptive.
Well, why don't we keep them in, like, fossils and preserved dead ones in museums so we never forget?
They kind of, yeah. Look, if there weren't cockroaches around, what other kinds of insects would live in cities? It'd be pretty piss poor.
Well, I'm not sure that I would really miss the fact that insects weren't living in my, you know, dwelling place or something. Personally, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't have cockroaches where I live, but any place that I've been where there were cockroaches, I really wished that they weren't there.
Maybe that's because you weren't exposed to them as a child.
That could be.
Maybe you would have grown a fondness for them.
Clearly you have. That's like I've insulted a friend of yours or something.
Yeah, no, like I understand, you know, they creep people out and stuff, but if I were picking a species to eradicate, they wouldn't be it. They're pretty
harmless.
Okay,
what would you want to get rid of?
Well, I don't, you know, nobody likes mosquitoes.
Okay, mosquitoes
I don't
is
like,
a good choice.
You know, lots of parasite-y things that I think are kind of a nuisance. Things that spread diseases, you know.
How about tapeworms?
Like
or me.
Yeah.
Tapeworms are cool. So there's a
tapeworms are cool. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta balance out the like cool fascination of something with the, you know, tapeworms aren't killing anyone, really.
You're right, but what about roundworms? We should get rid of roundworms.
Wait a second. Even
a
if tapeworms
phylum,
aren't
dude.
Killing people, isn't it like aren't they just nasty? Like if you had a tapeworm, you know,
well, it's not doing you any good, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Unless
I guess what I'm thinking is, if you didn't have tapeworms, couldn't you find something else to be fascinated in? Fascinated with, I guess? Yeah. I don't know.
So maybe, like, human tapeworms we could get rid of.
Yeah, we could get rid of them. Other
but
animals
it's
could
all
still
part
have
of the delicate balance, right?
I understand the balance thing. I'm not actually suggesting that we go out and eradicate these different things. I realize that if there weren't cockroaches, there'd probably be some other thing that I would hate 10 times as much that would, you know, have all of a sudden a little niche in the ecosystem that it didn't formerly have. But
you mean like monkeys?
Like, yeah, exactly, monkeys. No, I like monkeys. Monkeys.
But they
cool.
would take over the cockroach role, I think.
Probably.
And then you wouldn't like them.
Really
you would find monkeys scurrying around in your, you know, bathroom and stuff.
Is that what it is? It's the scurrying thing?
I don't know. I think it's like, I don't really like stuff like cockroaches being in my living space, hiding, creeping around, eating stuff, you know, scurrying around. Well, I don't want them, like, walking on me when I'm sleeping or, you know, stuff like that. That's not cool. All
right.
If they would stay basically out of my living space wherever I happen to be living, I could probably tolerate them.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I don't want them in my Rice Krispies or anything.
What are some other like animals that you might consider, or just yeah, bugs or whatever that you would consider getting rid of.
Cats. Unicorns for sure.
Cats. Whoa. Cats. What are you talking about? Unicorns.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'm allergic to cats, man.
Oh, okay.
Piss me
Fair
off.
Enough.
They make me stop breathing.
I'd get rid of cats as well.
Why?
I'm allergic as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I have two cats that are pretty cool, but I can understand if you're allergic and they make you stop breathing, that's not good.
Wait. You have two cats?
Yeah.
And you live alone?
Well, aside from
I didn't know you were
cats.
Gay. Hey, thanks. After listening to the first one, we really appreciate you actually listening to the second one. I don't know if you did it by mistake or not.
If any of you are actually listening again, that's pretty cool. We're
and surprised. We still have a website, limitedappeal.net.
Yeah. We've taken most of the copyright-protected stuff off of that, so now it's actually original stuff.
And the authorities haven't, pulled the site somehow yet, so we live for another week, apparently.
And that's it.
And that's
we
it.
Need,
fuck you guys! I'm out of here. But, I just think, in case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
I was really expecting something this week. I'm kind of disappointed.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week. Maybe next week you'll get something like what you expect. Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck, yeah.